Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama lifts Vietnam arms embargo. President Obama has been welcomed in Vietnam decades after the two countries were archenemies during a bitter war. Mr. Obama spoke alongside Vietnamese President Tran Đề Quang at the Presidential Palace in Hanoi.
The United States is fully lifting the ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam that has been in place for some 50 years.
Cindy Sain is the VOA White House correspondent traveling with the president. She explains the reasons behind lifting the embargo.
Well, President Obama said that the decision was not based on China, and many experts and also perhaps China thought that that was the case because Vietnam has said it is very concerned about Chinese maritime aggression. But the president said that it was more the conclusion of a long process that started with the normalization of relations some 20 years ago.
Observers say lifting the arms embargo will be a psychological boost for Vietnam's leaders as they look to counter an increasingly aggressive China. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. United Nations officials are increasingly worried about thousands of families who may be trapped in Fallujah as Iraqi forces start an offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants. The UN mission for Iraq has been warning of deteriorating humanitarian conditions in the city, with residents unable to get even basic supplies. Aid has not reached the city since December, when supply routes were cut off by Iraqi forces and armed groups. This is VOA News.